The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
It's National Jell-O is a Bride's Best Friend Week.
Tell everybody you know, and don't let the week go by without J-E-L-L-O.
This is Don Wilson reminding you that Jell-O is a bride's best friend because Jell-O can't burn, can't fall, can't fail to delight the light of your life. And that makes Jell-O everybody's best friend. Make a man-sized bowl of Jell-O this week.
J-E-L-L-O.
It's all right. It's the alarm clock. I'll get it.
Oh, my gosh. Is it morning already, for Pete's sake? Hey, what are you doing up and dressed?
Oh, I haven't slept all night. Been lying there. Finally got up.
Yeah, well, I certainly didn't sleep either. Oh,
now, you got some sleep, but I didn't close my eyes at all. Stayed awake so late talking about how this horrible thing could have happened, and then I got to thinking about it. I just couldn't sleep at all.
Well, certainly wasn't my fault.
Well, I don't think it was all my fault.
Look, all I know is we've been planning for 5 months to go to Europe this summer, and we wind up with no reservations.
Well, it is not entirely my fault.
All right. It's all our fault. My fault, Aunt Effie's fault, your fault. The fact remains that at this late day, we will never get reservations in July for either a boat or a plane.
Well, we can try.
Try? Oh, look, those reservations should have been made months ago when we knew we were going. Even then, in February, it was late. You can bet your bottom dollar we'll never get anything now.
Well, I don't see how we could have had such a terrible misunderstanding. I just assumed you were taking care of the travel arrangements. After all, you're the man. You're the one who should have done it.
I'm the man. Boy, I love that. Anytime a woman is backed into a corner and she's the one who's wrong, she always gets this little helpless feminine.
Well, when a husband and wife make plans to travel, isn't it the man's job to make the travel arrangements?
Yes, it is. It certainly is, and I wanted to, but no. Oh, no, you said this woman at the travel agency would take care of everything.
That's right, but then you said no, that because you were going on business at your office, your secretary would arrange everything.
Now, look,
that is what... Oh, I can't talk about it anymore. Well, I can't. I'll get breakfast.
All right, well, simply
after a matter of... After all our plans, I just can't believe we're not going to Europe.
Now, here's a foolproof formula for making the head of your house a happy man on Father's Day. Be sure his gift is Old Spice, and watch his face light up. Yes, this Father's Day, treat him to Old Spice by Chauvin, finest grooming aids a man can use. Give him a truly luxurious way to shave. Old Spice Smooth Shave, rich, thick lather in a push-button container, $1. If he uses an electric shaver, give him Old Spice Pre-Electric Shave Lotion. Sets up his beard, speeds up his shaver. $1. Or shoot the works on a really deluxe gift. The Old Spice Treasure Chest. 7 great grooming aids, everything for his shave and his shower, in a magnificent red box. $7. There are so many Old Spice gifts to choose from, priced from $1 to $7. Finest grooming aids a man can use. And remember,
Old Spice means quality.
Just captain to the motion. And for the package with the ship that sails the ocean.
And I'll tell you another thing.
You better butter your toast while it's hot.
Butter my toast. I remember very distinctly the night we were all sitting in the living room and you and Aunt Effie were trying to decide which boat you wanted to take to Europe, and I said I didn't care, but it had to be one that sailed after July 15th,
yes,
which was the earliest that I could get away. Where's the screen?
I don't see how you can remember so distinctly any particular night. We talked about it every evening after we knew we were going. There isn't any cream.
Oh.
Milkman is late this morning. We used the cream for strawberries for dessert last night.
Yeah.
Use milk.
Look, you said that this Miss whatever her name is down there at the travel agency.
Miss Borman.
Miss Borman told you it was better if she made the reservation.
That was before you told me about your office doing it.
Are you two still at it? Good morning.
Good morning, Aunt Effie.
Good morning, Aunt Effie.
What is Betsy doing?
Combing her hair. She said she'd be right down, and I think you two should stop arguing. My goodness. You were going on about it half the night. I could hardly go to sleep.
No, I didn't sleep at all. Not a wink.
Yeah, well, let's face it. It's one of those things. You thought I made reservations. I thought you did, and here we are.
Oh, I honestly don't know why you're both so upset. It is only the middle of June. We weren't planning on leaving until the end of July.
And, Effie, yes, this is the height of the tourist season. Yes. Everything is booked solid. Oh. You can't get reservations for Europe at the last minute.
Well, the movie stars do. And the Duchess of Windsor and Ally Can and that doll Grace Kelly married. And it seems to me they're gadding all over the place half the time. And you can't tell me they make their reservations a year in advance.
They don't have to. They travel deluxe, and they're important. And the steamship lines are glad to get them.
Well, I think I'm just as important as the Duchess of Windsor.
Yes, well, the point is, Aunt Effie, what he means is they're celebrities. Mm-hmm. And travel lines are glad to get people like that. It's good publicity, I suppose.
Well, I don't know why celebrities should be treated any better than anybody else.
Look, Aunt Effie.
All I know is there are ways of getting things. If you want them, you pull strings.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, I'm afraid I don't know any strings to pull.
Don't you know anybody important, dear?
No.
Don't you know anybody you could bribe?
Bribe?
Oh, I love to say things like that.
Oh, Effie. Oh, honey, she's teasing.
Yeah, I know she's teasing, but, you know, sometimes she says things like that in front of other people, and they don't know she's teasing.
Oh,
I tell you, frankly, I'm kind of relieved that we're probably not going to Europe.
Oh,
I think
honey.
Scrapes that you two could get into, turn loose in a foreign country. I tell you, one remark like that from Aunt Effie and we're finished.
Don't even say we probably won't go. We're not going to give up until we've tried everything and everybody. Mm. I'll get ready and go down to that travel bureau first thing. There must be some way to get a reservation on short notice, even if you aren't a VIP.
What's a VIP?
Oh. A very important person.
No. Well, I've got it. Why don't you tell them you're getting the reservations for me and my maid and my butler? Say I'm a VIP, but you can't mention my real name because I'm traveling incognito.
Who are you supposed to be?
The Garbo.
Oh, come on, Ed.
Aunt Effie, you don't seem to realize the seriousness of this. We really may not get to Europe at all.
Well, frankly, dear, I guess I've never really thought we would. From the very beginning, it just seemed too good to be true. But we've had the fun of planning it, and they say that anticipation is more fun than realization. So we've had our fun and saved our money. Well, I'll go see what's keeping Betsy.
Betsy, you'll be late to school.
See, I thought I felt awful about it, but Aunt Effie's just brokenhearted, and she won't admit it. She doesn't want me to feel it's my fault, I know.
Yeah, so how three people could make plans to go to Europe together, and not once did any of us pipe up and say, well, what are we sailing on and when?
Don't you know anybody important? Somebody who could pull a few strings?
Well, I'll get down to the office and break the news to the boss.
He may have some ideas, dear.
No, he will indeed. I just hope one of them isn't to fire me.
Miss Borman, I just feel idiotic coming down to the travel bureau and even asking you. I can see you're so busy, and it is such short notice. You do remember me, don't you? I was in here ages ago getting travel booklets.
Yes, of course. Mrs. Piper, isn't it?
Yes.
You were going to Europe.
Yes.
You have not, sure.
Oh, we haven't gone.
Oh. Well, I hope you will have a nice trip.
We don't even have reservations. Oh, I know it sounds crazy, but my husband thought I was getting them through you. And I thought he was getting them through his office because he's going on business. And here he's having to tell his boss today, and he's afraid he'll get fired because... I mean, I just feel it's my fault. I mean, is there anything you have available
Mrs.
at home?
Piper, listen in my office and sit down and let me send for a cup of tea for you. Now, you come on.
Well, I know I sound hysterical, but I feel that way. But if you could get three reservations for the two of us and for our Aunt Effie on any boat or any plane after July 15th, I
after
really...
After July 15th?
I know it's short notice, but...
Not at all. I thought you meant now. Anything up to July 10th would be pretty impossible. But after July 15th, well, I can get you on anything you like. Right. As a matter of fact, because of illness, a client just canceled three reservations on the Stottendam, the Holland American line, sailing July 31st. It's a nice outside stateroom, A deck for two, with an inside cabin right next to it for your aunt, if you like.
You mean if I write a check to you right now, I can get three reservations for sure? Definitely? I mean, they're ours?
Yes, of course. But if you prefer some other ship, I'm sure that after July 15th, I can get you any other accommodations you might want.
No. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Give me a fountain pen, Miss Foreman. We're sailing July 31st on the SS Stottendam. Oh, wait till I tell my husband.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. You know, the days are getting warmer, and I guess that summer is here to stay. Now, if you have a minute, I'd like to tell you about a wonderful new easy way to cool off. Just make yourself some refreshing iced tea with a new family-sized Tetley tea bag. It's the new easy way to make iced tea without fuss or bother. One family-sized Tetley tea bag makes three large glasses of the most refreshing iced tea you've ever tasted. Each family-sized bag has a handy lift-out tape that makes it easy to dispose of, too. And what satisfying iced tea. Mr. Dimes, the Tetley tea taster, uses only the tiny choice leaves from the top of the tea plant in Tetley tea bags. He also told me that he blends teas from more than 22 plantations in every Tetley tea bag. I guess that is why Tetley iced tea has such a rich, satisfying flavor. Now, if you're looking for an easier way to make iced tea at its very best, get a package of family-sized Tetley tea bags. And keep a package of regular-sized Tetley tea bags on hand for a cup of tea those occasional cool nights, too.
And I tried to reach you at the office all day, but they said you were tied up, and I couldn't wait to tell you.
We have been so excited all day.
We have three reservations on the SS Stoutendown for July 31st.
We are sailing on the Queen Elizabeth.
No. Okay, the Stoutendown. It's the Holland American Line. We could have gotten the Elizabeth, but she had these, and I grabbed them. And it's practically a new boat. It's beautiful. Look at the picture.
Well, you'll have to cancel them.
Just cancel them.
Look, when I got to the office and told the boss he was fit to be tied, but he got on the phone, he called New York. He had spent the day on the phone, long distance, pulling strings, as you say, and he finally got us a luxury suite on the Queen Elizabeth.
A luxury suite? Well, it's over $400 a piece.
I know it. I can't help it. It's what he got, and when you're pulling strings, you don't talk about economy.
But it wasn't necessary. Miss Borman said after July 15th, all the boats would have space available.
Well, I can't help it. That's what he's got.
Well, you'll have to cancel yours, dear. You'll have to. Aunt Effie and I can't afford to travel deluxe. And look at the picture of the stateroom on the Stoutendown. It's beautiful, and it's only $245 a piece. I'm sorry. I know.
All right. I'll tell the boss. We had another misunderstanding, but this is the last one. Do you understand? From now on, remember, I am the man. I will make all the travel arrangements, hotels, boats, planes, trains. From now on, I am in charge.
Yes, dear.
44 days. Think of it. In 44 days, we walk up the gangplank and sail for Europe.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Nancy Sheridan, and is produced by Walter Hart.